I heard much talk of Oxford town, and fain I would go thither. When ploughing and sowing time was done, it being gallant weather, father did to it agree that Nell and I should go. But mother cried that we should ride, so we had Dobbin too. So I go, son, to sister Nell, and bids her to make ready, and put on her Sunday clothes as fine as any lady. 'Tis a gallant day, the morning gray, and likely to be fair. Therefore make haste, and soon be laced, and I'll go bait the mare. So upon the mare we got, and away we rid together, and everybody that we met, we'd ask how far 'twas thither, till at the last, when on the top of Chiselden we did rise, I somewhat spied like steeples and cried, "Zooks, now look yonder it is." But when as nearer to it we came, we see folks infant thick. I heard a little bastard say, "Look, here come Country Dick." Another bastard called me Ralph, and how it's honest Joan. Nay, Roger too, and little Sue, and all the folks at home. So we rode on, and nothing said, but look for an alehouse. At last we see a huge sign, as big as any gallows. It was too dark, so when we rode and called for the hustler, out came a lusty fellow then, I want he was a wrestler. "Here, take this horse and set him up, and give him a lock of hay, for we are come to see the town and tarry here all day." "Yes, sir," said he, and called the maid that stood within the entry. She had us into a room as clean as though we had been gentry. So we sat down and bid them fetch a flagon of their beer. But when it come, Nell shook her head and said 'twas plaguey dear. Says she to me, "If we stay here long, 'twill soon make us go a-begging, for I am sure it cannot be so much as old Martin's flagon." So we got up and away we went to see the gallant town. And at the gate we met a man in a pitiful ragged gown. As for his sleeves, I do believe that they were both torn off. And instead of a hat, he wore a cap, 'twas a trencher covered with cloth. And as we were going along the town, I thought I had found a knife. I stooped down to pick it up, but was ne'er so shamed in my life. For the undersides was all beshit with an errant Christian's turd. The boys fell a Halloween and April Fool, but I said never a word. As we went through a narrow lane, one catch vast hold of sister. He'd parson's clothes and he didn't know us, but fain he would have kissed her. He was so plaguy vine, but to my mind he looked much like a wencher. I up with my stick and given a lick, I believe it split his trencher. Then we went into a very fine place, and there we went to church. I kneeled down to say my prayers, and did not think any hurt. In the middle of the prayers, just upstairs, was bagpipes to my thinking, and the folks below fell a-singing too, as though they had been drinking. I did not like the doing there, and so I took my hat. I did not think they so had done in such a place as that. But Nell was for staying till they had done playing, because she liked the tunes. But she was sure she ne'er did hear old Crundle play such at home. Then we went into a fine garden, all upon a hill, and just below a dial did go, much like a wagon wheel, but bigger by half, which made me laugh. 'Twas like a garden knot. When the sun shined bright, it went as right as our parson's clock. Then we went out of this fine place and went into another, which was 40 times as fine as any of the other. Bless me, our John, quite all along there's book piled up like mows. Faith, now that I wish my mother was here, if it was not for the cows. And in the middle stood two things as round as any ball. They told us 'twas the picture of the world, the sea, and all. And those who knew how to turn them right and how to turn them round could tell us what o'clock it was in the world underground. And many more things they could tell that was as most as strange as when the sun should set and rise and when the moon should change. I did not care to stand so near when all those things I heard, for I thought in my heart it was the black art, and I was a little afraid. The sun being low, then we began to think of going home. But one thing more we saw before we got quite out of town. We went apace for being in haste, for fear of being benighted. Two hugest men should strutting within, and Ellen I was frighted. Nell had a color as red as a rose, and durst not go no further. They had bloody weapons in their hands, and stood ready there for murder. So we went back and got the mare, and away went trotting home, with stories enough to tell father and mother and little sister Joan.